Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from Hebrews chapter 5. We'll do verses 11 through 14, which say, "About this we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature. For those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." This is a very famous passage from the book of Hebrews that just talks about believers who ought to be further along in their faith than they are. People who should be eating meat, the author of Hebrews says, but instead are still drinking milk. And I think often I conceptualize this in terms of doctrinal knowledge. And I think that that is true. But I think that there's a practical aspect to this that is even more true. There is a religion in motion. There is an application piece here. Because look at what he says. He says, "I would like to be able to talk to you more about this, but you're not ready for it because you're still drinking milk." Why? Because they are unskilled, he says, in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. The issue here is not knowledge so much as skill. And what is skill if not knowledge applied? People have defined knowledge as knowing what's right and wisdom as knowing and doing what is right. It is knowledge applied. And that seems to be what the author is talking about here, that these believers have learned things but have not put them into practice. And he contrasts that with someone who is mature. It says solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. So the mature believers are those who have taken their knowledge of the Word of God and applied it, have worked through it. And how have they worked through it? With constant practice. I am a musician. And how have I gotten to be able to play guitar and piano and whatever? There's plenty of better musicians out there, but how have I gotten to the place where I'm at? By playing a lot, by doing it a lot. There is no substitute. I tell my music lesson students this all the time. There's no substitute for time on your instrument. The best indicator of success is not natural talent so much as it is time, practice, staying at it. Now, if this is true for areas of athletics, music, academics, why would this not be true for our Christian life? So much of the New Testament encouragement is apply the things that you know are true to your lives. And so the author of Hebrews says here that those who are mature are those who are constantly practicing. They are applying their knowledge of biblical truth to their real lives to distinguish what is good from what is evil. They are doers of the word, as the book of James says, not hearers only. Is it possible, one might ask, that someone who knows a lot about the Bible is actually less mature and less skilled than someone who knows less but applies it all well? That seems to be the indication here. So what is our application? Our application is, rather than feeling inadequate because of the things that we don't know, or worry that we're not going to know the things that we should, we ought to be applying the things that we do know about the Word of God. There's a passage in the Old Testament that says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good." There is so much that the Word of God has already told us that we're probably not applying how we should. We want to hold up the mirror of God's Word to our lives and say, "Am I doing the things that I already know I ought to be from the Word of God?" And I think as we pray that, as we see God's face in it, like David prayed, "Search me, O God, and see if there's any hidden sin in my life." We pray that prayer and say, "Show me the areas, God, convict me through your Holy Spirit and through your word, the areas that I'm already not living up to what I know I should be." And as we apply the things that God has shown us, he will continue to reveal more and more. We will, through constant practice, find ourselves mature and ready for the solid food of God's truth and his word as we follow after him. So, Lord, we thank you for this encouragement from the book of Hebrews, God, to take what you have revealed to us through your word seriously, to apply it to our lives, that we might grow in maturity, to become the believers that you have called us to be, more like Christ, more like your Son, more part of building your kingdom here on earth. And we will give you the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.